All right, let's put down the remote and turn to the world of fine art. Two very special Dutch ladies are visiting the U.S. right now. Girl with a Pearl Earring, that masterpiece by Vermeer, is at the De Young Museum in San Francisco. And another Vermeer, Woman in Blue Reading a Letter, has recently arrived here in Southern California. NPR's Susan Stamberg went to the J. Paul Getty Museum to see it.
The girl with the pearl earring is easy to fall in love with. She's young, dewy, beautiful. Scarlett Johansson played her in the movie, and she looks right at you. Woman in Blue is different. Her face is shadowed. She stands in profile, totally absorbed in her letter. Peter Roelofs accompanied her to L.A. from the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam.
I'm the curator of 17th century Dutch painting.
And you always dress to match the paintings about which you're talking. You have a deep blue shirt and a gorgeous sky blue tie.
Always.
Vermeer's Woman in Blue wears a short, full-cut blue jacket. Satin, maybe. It has a lustrous sheen. The painter uses different shades of blue to contour the jacket. Pale, almost neon in front as she faces a window, darker, shadowed in back. Vermeer made his beautiful color, celestial blue, Van Gogh called it. He made the blue paint with lapis lazuli stones.
He imported it from Afghanistan already in the 17th century.
So far away, no wonder it was expensive. The painter would grind a chunk of lapis into powder.
And then he added oil as a binding material.
Curator Peter Roelofs says Vermeer mixed up just a small amount of paint every day for the area of canvas he would work. No paint-preserving tubes in 1663. In the movie about that other young Vermeer woman, the girl with the pearl earring learns paint-making from her master.
You can mix the colors.
Mix the colors? Sir, I haven't time.
Make time.
At the Getty, Woman in Blue Reading a Letter could be the Pearl Earring Girl's slightly older aunt, less innocent, more serious. Her mouth is slightly open, her head bends forward a bit.
It's really her and this piece of paper sent by someone expressing a message that we do not know. We are part of the story, but we shouldn't be there probably. And this is lovely, I think, that Vermeer, he's a master in creating these kind of connections between a person being depicted and us as being the beholders. And I think even after 350 years, it still has the same kind of artistic qualities and power to involve us and make us part of the story.
But Vermeer is only telling a bit of the story. Getty curator of paintings Anne Woollett says there are so many questions. We don't know who the lady is. We don't know who wrote the letter.
We don't really know what she's reading, whether she's rereading a letter that came out of the box that's on the lower left, whether she's reading something that's just arrived. Perhaps she was sitting on the chair on the right and she stood up to read something important. It's all very alluring.
Intriguing. Mysterious. This is cute. The Getty is inviting website visitors to imagine the letter's first line. A professional writer will pick one submission and create the rest of the message, which, given how intent the woman is and those parted lips, just might be a love letter, penned in a distant place, at sea perhaps, and carefully composed. In those days in Holland, good communication was highly valued. Again, Anne Woollett.
There were manuals from France which gave some guidance about how to write to someone, how to write those important thoughts and feelings in an elegant way.
You realize that if there'd been email in the 1600s, this intimate picture never would have been painted. Although Johannes Vermeer was awfully good at creating instant, if enigmatic, messages. You got the scene quickly. There was nothing instant about how Vermeer worked. In his brief 43 years, he created maybe 50 paintings, 35 of which are now known. Dutch curator Peter Roelofs says, however, that one never knows.
It's still possible that you will find a Vermeer painting at your attic, for example. They still can be around.
If your attic is bare, you can at least see Vermeer's Woman in Blue Reading a Letter at the J. Paul Getty Museum until the end of March. She's on the West Coast for the very first time, and it's her only U.S. stop in what's been a world tour. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And for those of you who can't make it to the Getty, go to npr.org to see Woman in Blue.
Looks gorgeous. From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. Our engineering manager is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Kurt Stoniker.
Audio engineers include Brian Jarbo, Zachary Coleman, Stacey Abbott, Bill Plummer, Dennis Nielsen, Neil Tivolt, Renee Pringle, Ted Mebane, Nathan Bark, Sean Phillips, Elizabeth Ackley, Neil Ellis, and Tom Marquito, with Marcia Caldwell here at NPR West.
All right, acting executive producer is Tracy Wall. Our executive editor is Madalika Sicca. The executive editor of news programming, Ellen McDonald. The theme music written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.